Set of the Sabretooth. Prologue. One summer day in Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, a mysterious treehouse appeared in the woods. 8-year-old Jack and his 7-year-old sister Annie climbed into the treehouse. They found it was filled with books. Jack and Annie soon discovered that the treehouse was magic. It could take them to the places in the books. All they had to do was to point to a picture and wish to go there. Jack and Annie visited dinosaurs, knights, an Egyptian queen, pirates, ninjas, and the Amazon rainforest. Along the way, they discovered that the treehouse belonged to Morgan Le Fay. Morgan was a magical librarian. She traveled through time and space, gathering books for King Arthur's library. On their 5th adventure, in Night of the Ninjas, Jack and Annie found a little mouse in the treehouse. Annie named their new friend Peanut. Jack and Annie also found a note from Morgan. The note told them that she was under a spell. To free her, Jack and Annie must find 4 special things. They found the first thing in old Japan and the second in the Amazon rainforest. Now, Jack and Annie and Peanut are about to set out in search of the third thing in Sunset of the Sabretooth. Chapter 1. The M Things.
"Let's go to the treehouse," said Annie.
She and Jack were passing the Frog Creek Woods on their way home from their swimming class at the Y.
"No, I want to go home and change out of my bathing suit," said Jack.
"Oh, that'll take too long," said Annie. "Don't you want to save Morgan as soon as possible?"
"Of course," said Jack.
"Then come on before the sun sets," said Annie.
She darted into the woods. Jack sighed. He gave up on the idea of changing out of his bathing suit. He pushed his glasses into place. He followed Annie into the Frog Creek Woods. The warm air smelled fresh and green. He moved through patches of sunlight and shadow. Soon he came to a small clearing. He looked up. There it was, the magic treehouse in the tallest tree in the woods.
"Hurry,"
called Annie. She was climbing the rope ladder up to the treehouse. Jack grabbed the ladder. He started up after her. Finally, they reached the treehouse.
"Squeak!"
A mouse sat on the windowsill.
"Hi, Peanut," cried Annie.
Jack patted the tiny head.
"Sorry we didn't come sooner," Annie said, "but we had to go to our swimming lesson." "Squeak!"
"What happened while we were gone?" asked Annie, looking around the treehouse. Jack stared at the large M carved into the wooden floor. On the M were a moonstone and a mango, the special things they'd found on their last 2 journeys.
"Hey, guess what?" said Jack. "Moonstone and mango start with the letter M, just like Morgan."
"You're right," said Annie.
"I bet all 4 things start with an M," said Jack.
"Right," said Annie. "I wonder where we'll find the next one."
She and Jack stared at the stacks of books in the treehouse, books on the Amazon rainforest, ninjas, pirates, mummies, knights, and dinosaurs. All of them were closed. Only 1 book lay open in the corner.
"We're just about to find out," said Jack.
They walked over to the open book. They looked at the page the book was open to. It showed a picture of rocks and snow.
"Wow,"
said Annie, running her finger over the picture.
"I love snow. I wish we could go there right now."
"Wait," said Jack. "We're not prepared."
Then he had another thought.
"And we're wearing our bathing suits. Stop!"
"Oops," said Annie. Too late. The wind started to blow. The leaves started to shake. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster.
Then everything was silent. It was as silent as the falling snow.